B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
H-E-A-T-L-E-S-E-O-S.
Yeah, all right, let's do a little Bring the Heat game day edition. What do we got, Andrew?
Congratulations, Ginger Jesus. We salute you. You proved all those policy and society bastards wrong. You showed up mentally and physically. Very happy for you. Very proud of you. Lead them all, baby.
All right. Well, look, it was one game. It's one game is not going to determine. Stick all the Folesian people, you know, in the closet. The whole theory of the Folesian society is you can't stay healthy for an entire season. It's going to take more than one game.
Yeah, I hear you, but it's still.
That's one of their tenets.
I was hoping the Folesian society would just, you know, go back into being this, in the closet.
Well, the irony of it is that Foles is hurt.
Foles is hurt. All right. Well,
yeah. You don't want to wish on anybody.
No, of course not. That's what I just don't want to hear it anymore. Just enjoy Carson.
Yeah, we made the ruling on Friday that wearing the Foles jersey to Lincoln Financial Field this year is disrespectful. Like Middleton being at the Eagles.
I know.
Game.
I heard on the afternoon show, as Mike calls it, or the midday show, as Mike calls it, the idea of. You know, he called it a violation.
Mm-hmm.
You heard him say this?
No, I didn't hear what he said.
Yeah.
What did he call a violation?
For us, he agreed with us, but people were arguing with us. They referred to the midday show,
mm-hmm.
and then he was talking about it. He agreed with us, but the people did not.
Ah.
Okay. We were in the minority.
Yeah, I got a lot of feedback to that effect on social media. He wanted to start first Super Bowl. I can wear it wherever
people
I want.
People are indignant about it, too.
Yeah. To me, look, and we didn't make it a topic of conversation, but I just threw it at you. I said, hey, I mean, I just want to put a moratorium on the Foles jersey for the home games this year. You know, I didn't think I was getting fresh.
The Eagles game, I was so frustrated, so angry. I am so glad they won. And my God, DeSean Jackson at 32 can run like the freaking wind. He is so great. Go Eagles! E-A-G-L-E-S! Eagles!
Well, I've never heard him do a chant.
No, that was awesome. Yeah. That was the okay guy.
Do we have audio of him when they signed DeSean? He's a bum. He's old.
Nah,
is he doing that? You never know, because he flip-flops around like a fish on a dock. The okay guy. But that being said, I read you the tweet earlier, Anthony, from Dave Zangaro, that DeSean Jackson on the 51-yard touchdown pass was running like 24.1 miles per hour. Yeah, 21.4 miles per hour yesterday on the 51-yard touchdown pass. His fastest time last year was 21.48. He hasn't lost any of that speed. That's in pads running 21.5 miles per hour. That's impressive.
Wow.
And to track a ball in, too. That, he didn't do it just once, though. He did the bomb twice.
Damn.
Yo, it's me, Big Dom, baby, head of security. Very happy with D-Jax. Got a family now. I didn't have to pull him out of no strip club last night. Cover up a bunch of stuff. He's ready to roll. Showed it on the field. Make a Big Dom's job much easier. Big Dom and I'll be checking in throughout the season.
Wow, I love it.
Is that a good impression of Big Dom?
The 50 impression. I love the fact that we have the Big Dom character.
Yeah, we didn't know we needed that, but I feel better at it than we do have it.
Listen, Big Dom's a buddy of mine. I love Big Dom. We go back way back to Butch.
Yep.
Right? Butchie hired Big Dom. They're, you know, and Butch used to be the guy with the mustache, Mr. Wolf. I used to call him Mr. Wolf. So we go back.
He's a fixer.
Ways. Big Dom became a fixer as well.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I love the fact that Big Dom's going to check in each week. And it's true. DeSean now is just, you're all about football, man.
Well, straight and narrow.
Yeah, it's true. It's good. And it takes a lot of weight off Big Dom's plate.
Well, yeah, that was one that he probably consumed him for a bit. Stephen Muldoon tweets and he goes, maybe the Phillies game was on in the on the TV in the box in Jeff Lurie's box. What do you think the chances of that are?
I bet you, out of respect for Middleton, they put a...
There's no chance that game was on.
No, it was on. They just weren't watching.
No, no. I'm sure he's got several TVs.
Oh, yeah? He's got, like, a whole setup?
If you're
multi-screens?
If you're Jeff, don't you have...
He's got Red Zone.
Right. Don't you have a bunch of screens with all the games on and everything?
No, none of them were watching any of those TVs. Even if it was on, they weren't watching.
I don't think they were watching.
They saw the six pitching change.
But like, I bet you, out of respect, he put the Phillies on.
Yeah. Still a violation.
Sad news out of Jacksonville. Is this guy cursed as a starting quarterback in the NFL or what? Every time this guy's been a starting quarterback, it never works out for Nick Foles.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I said that. Does the Philly magic, the Philly Foles magic travel? It hasn't yet.
Well,
but he's not wearing an Eagle jersey.
I mean, the shame is he makes a nice throw when the play gets hurt.
Well, dropped it in there perfectly.
It was a beautiful throw.
All right, we got a tweet here from William Strobel. He goes, about 20-1 yesterday at the building, Wentz to Foles jerseys at the tailgate. First-hand account. So the Wentz jerseys were out 20-1 on the Foles jerseys.
Oh, that's good, though.
So people, you know, bought into my moratorium. And then... that morning, Dip goes, the Big Dom. That's him. He's got a new character, that morning, Dip. Big Dom checking in on the Bring the Heat line. Did a nice job.